"Make it gone, Patrick," she said, surprised by the steadiness of her own voice. "It's ugly. Make it gone." Again she made that rubbing gesture in the air. "Erase it." This time he got it. She saw the light in his eyes. He held the pink nubbin up to her. Perfectly pink it was, not a smudge of graphite on it. He looked at her, eyebrows raised, as if to ask if she was sure. She nodded. Patrick lowered the eraser to the sore and began to rub it on the paper, tentatively at first. Then, as he saw what was happening, he worked with more spirit. 14. She felt the same queer, tingling sensation. But when he'd been drawing, it had been all over her. Now it was in only one place, to the right side of her mouth. As Patrick got the hang of the eraser and bore down with it, the tingling became a deep and monstrous itch. She had to clutch her hands deep into the dirt on either side of her to keep from reaching up and clawing at the sore, scratching it furiously, and never mind if she tore it wide open and sent a pint of blood gushing down her deerskin shirt. It'd be over in a few more seconds. It'd have to be. It'd have to be. Oh, dear God, please, let it end. Patrick, meanwhile, seemed to have forgotten all about her. He was looking down at his picture, his hair hanging to either side of his face and obscuring most of it, completely absorbed by this wonderful new toy. He erased delicately. Then, a little harder, the itch intensified. Then more softly again. Susanna felt like shrieking. That itch was suddenly everywhere. It burned in her forebrain, buzzed across the wet surfaces of her eyes like twin clouds of gnats. It shivered at the very tips of her nipples, making them hopelessly hard. "I'll scream. I can't help it. I have to scream." She was drawing in her breath to do just that when suddenly the itch was gone. The pain was gone as well.